you're probably going to make an assumption about my nationality by the time I finish saying this first sentence. My accent will give it away. Now that I guess I have established that I'm a South Asian, the assumption will be about the other languages that I could know, like Hindi or Bengali or Gujarati. It is clear that the language we speak and the accent with which it's spoken is often one of the biggest markers for someone's identity, and that's the topic of my podcast today. My name is Isha and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad, and since the past 5 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture Chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. If communication is the most important thing in any relationship, action, or interaction, then language is one of the biggest tools required for communication. I believe that one of the biggest reasons us Desis are able to migrate and find a place in so many countries around the world is our ease of grasping languages. While English is almost one of the most widely spoken languages in India, we have performed very well in French, Spanish, and Mandarin-speaking countries, just to name a few. I feel the core reason for this adaptability has its roots in us being from this diverse country. For instance, when I was growing up, I was immediately exposed to more than 3 languages all at once. I lived in Mumbai and was born in a Gujarati family. So my parents and my grandparents spoke Gujarati. All the entertainment, the TV and the radio and all of it was in Hindi. I had neighbors who spoke Marathi, and then my school education was in English. I would believe that most of the people who have been born and brought up in India 25-30 years ago shared a similar experience. This was pretty much the normal flow of things. We spoke to our family members in our mother tongue and our English improved as we grew up. You know, we started interacting more and more with people in English and even exposed ourselves to English media, films and TV series and such. All of these factors often contribute to our understanding of the languages that we speak. But in the past decade or so, I have started noticing how English is becoming a real obsession for us Indians. The snobbery around English language in our country is at a different level. Accents. Speaking in accents is such a thing. Accents sort of determine how cool someone is, what sort of background one comes from, and if you're in a large Indian city, it even determines the neighborhoods that you come from. I swear, there's a thing called the South Bombay accent. Have you heard Karan Johar talk? Classic South Bombay accent. It's at a really serious level. Since I'm a major Bollywood buff, Bollywood examples always come in handy to me. We have all seen Kangana Ranaut's transformation and how she's often spoken about being discriminated against for having a vernacular accent. There's never really much appreciation for anyone if they're experts at any languages like Hindi or Marathi. But if a person speaks English and that too with an American or a British accent, people will be instant fans. Could that be the reason why we all fantasize over actresses who come in from the West and accept them with open arms, but give a tough time to some actresses for being too Punjabi or too Gujarati? Think about it. I realized that English speaking was not really that big a deal as soon as I left India. Yes, occasionally you're going to find someone who will ask you how you speak such fluent English, and then you will start telling them that all Desis speak good English and that it is a widely spoken language in India. And you'll tell them that English is a language you're fluent in since your childhood. But that's the end of it. I'm in US and people here speak only English. The accents could differ, but it is one language throughout. It is not an elitist thing or a privilege. In my first week in New York, I was traveling by the metro and this gentleman on the train caught my attention. He came in and said loudly, "Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, could I request your attention for 2 minutes? I thought, wow, how sweet and well spoken. I was immediately like, "Yes, sir, you have my attention." And then he went on to ask people on the train to be generous and lend him $1 so he could buy himself some food and some coffee, as he had no job or home to live. He was a beggar. So unlike India, it is just the spoken language here by everyone. It is not really a social class or a privileged thing to be able to speak in English in these parts of the world. It is basically just the language that people communicate in. A language that you need to know in order to get around, and a language that is not hard to learn. But in India, we take it very seriously. Telling someone that you cannot speak in English is like a big shame, like a big dhabba. But saying that you cannot speak or understand Hindi or your mother tongue is fine. The hypocrisy around English in India is at epic levels. So much so that I have recently seen a lot of new parents focusing on making their children experts only in English. These children are helpless when it comes to their mother tongue and have little or no exposure to any other languages, as all their entertainment, media, information, everything that they consume is solely in English. That is a problem. I have often had a discussion with these mothers who ensure that their children be only exposed to English, and one of the things that they say to me is that the child might be left behind in school because everything is in English, and you know, hearing too many different languages can confuse the child. To points like that, I am requesting parents to change their mindset and stop underestimating the child's mind. Let me give you another example. You know, in the capital city of a French-speaking country, it is very difficult to get around if you don't speak French. So, if I'm a tourist, I'm expected to speak in French, and it is going to be rather hard for me to find someone who speaks English or any other language that I speak. But I'm the tourist and I want to get around, so that is my problem and not their problem. The person who's speaking French will not show a tinge of guilt for not knowing English, because really I'm in his land and I really cannot expect him to know my language, right? That's quite logical. But in India, we are different. There's always this guilt and this feeling of inferiority that someone feels when he cannot speak in English. These problems are issues that are way deeper in our psychology as Indians, and unless we treat these issues from the roots, nothing really is going to change. I strongly believe that no language is inferior or superior. It is just a vehicle to communicate, interact, and form relationships. When the vehicle starts becoming more important than the purpose itself, it defies the entire point of that communication. We Indians have a unique identity, not just in a few popular destinations in the West, but we have an identity around the world. Our food, our culture, our intellect, and our values give us that unique identity. If our generation, in our stupid attempts to globalize and assimilate, forget the core of what makes our identity so unique, the joke's really gonna be on us. With the world becoming so much smaller and everyone having so much access thanks to internet, English is going to come naturally to everyone. From your morning newspapers, to your TV news, to the shows you're watching on your Netflix and Amazon, to podcasts like these, everything is in English. That really is becoming the primary language of communication, and there's nothing wrong with it. But in this scenario, let us put some effort on preserving the languages that are important to our culture. Let us pass on these treasures to the future. Make your children speak to your neighbors in their languages. Make them watch regional cinema, regional theater. Make them read poetry. Introduce them to the classical music that is so unique to your culture. Enrich them with treasures that we possess, or it really is going to be our loss. I'm going to continue talking about my various experiences as trying to find comfort away from home. The next episode in this series is on the holiday season from an immigrant perspective. Please subscribe to get updates about the future episodes. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube, and you can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.